Hello.
Hiya, is that Anne Marie?
Speaking.
Hiya, it's Francesca calling from INS Law. About your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to speak?
Yeah.
Yeah. So before we begin, I'd just like to get some details off you for data protection. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So can I get your full name, please?
It's Miss Anne Marie Mullen.
Perfect. And were you known by any other names while you were in care, or have you changed your name
Yeah.
for any reason?
No, but I get called Annie rather than Anne Marie.
Annie. Is it the same surname?
Yeah.
And your date of birth?
It's 21/06/1988.
And your current address?
It's 38B Mansfield Road, Aberdeen.
Yeah.
AB11 9LA.
LA. Did you happen to know your address before you were placed into care?
Yeah, it was 8A Synthetics Road.
What was that,
So
sorry?
8080,
Yeah.
and then it's ST
Yeah.
space, and it's Fittix, FITTICKS Road.
Fitz Road. And what area was that?
Torre in Aberdeen.
And your birth parent names?
My parents' names,
Yeah.
yeah, it was Rosemary and David.
Is it the same surname?
Yeah.
Perfect. So as you understand that, so discussing experiences connected to this application can be quite difficult and upsetting. So at any time, if you need a break or if you'd like to continue at another time or any extra support or anything like that, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
And God, I said, do you suffer from any communication difficulties you want to make me aware of?
No.
Perfect. Okay. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the redress scheme to you, explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, go through the funding and fees, and then gather initial information to assess whether we can assist you or not. Is that all okay? Do you understand anything so far?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So to make sure that you know all of your options before deciding whether to instruct us. So
Okay.
you can apply to the scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, and they're paid by the government for assisting you. So they can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you with your application, whether you're successful or not. So INS Law, we don't operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'll be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the government for assisting you. Can I just confirm that you've not instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to this scheme at all?
No, I haven't. I only applied to Redress and then I got a message from yourself. I thought it would be
Yeah.
Redress that would be getting in touch with me.
No, so when you filled out, so it gets sent to us instead. So we act on your behalf, so we do the application for you. So it's the private legal representation.
Okay.
So do you have any other questions, sorry?
So will you know whether to go ahead, that it would be okay to go ahead without payment, or do what happens if it's private?
So we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing, and then if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So and if you go through us and you are successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. So the total fees, including the VAT, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your payment, and you'll never pay more than that agreed cap. So it's no win, no fee. So you don't pay anything unless you're successful. Whereas with the others, the solicitors you can get through the scheme, they're paid regardless, or you can apply yourself. So you'd have to do the application and then gather all the evidence yourself. So there's the three
Okay.
options.
What do you do that? Do you get the evidence yourself? If you've got all my information?
Yeah, so during this phone call, so we take all the initial information and then we do just short statements, brief statements about your time in care. And then we submit that to the scheme and then they respond and just say, like, check you're eligible. And then following that, then we'll have to do a witness statement with you, which will be a more in-depth statement. And then so you'll sign an LOA, so letter of authority, which allows us then to go and contact all the different institutions and councils and get all the evidence for you. We review it all, get everything. So we do the whole application for you.
Okay. I just, from that time period, like the social work reports.
Yeah, so regarding that, so we'd be able to access all those records for you.
Okay.
So I just want to make clear as well, so we can't guarantee that you'll be successful or the level of award that the scheme may give you. So they operate on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in further detail. So if you instruct us, so we assist whether you're eligible to apply. We gather and review all the evidence. We prepare and submit the application. We do all the correspondence with the scheme. Then we can advise you on any offers made. We explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered. And then we can assist you with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme. So if you're unhappy with the outcome or anything like that, we can assist with the review of it.
Okay.
So if a redress offer is made, we'll fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. It is important because if you accept an award, it may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're never expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Okay.
Is that all okay so far? Do you understand everything?
Yeah.
Perfect. So if you decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us, and you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to begin work immediately?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So following this phone call as well, I'll send out an email to you. So we'll need a proof of identity and address. So it'll be photographic identification, so driver's license, passport or a birth certificate. And then a proof of address, so we'll need your full name and your address on it. And then it needs to be dated within 3 months.
Okay.
So following all that, do you have any questions?
No, I don't know if I am eligible. I mean, I was in a care home. None of the staff were bad to me or anything. It was more like the peers that you were in with.
Yeah, so it all depends. So if you were, say, like you reported it to social services and they did nothing. So it's not just necessarily where you were. It's how you were treated by social services and all that kind of thing as well.
Okay.
So what I can do is we can go ahead with the application anyway, and then when we send it to redress, then they'll come back with if you're eligible or not. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. on that, so I've got all the initial information. Just one more. So you are registered with the GP at the moment?
I am.
Would I be able to grab the name if possible?
Yeah, it's Torre Medical Practice.
Perfect. So regards to names, you said that there was no other names you were known as apart from Annie, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. And in regards to communication preferences, so it tends to be so phone call, email or text. Is there any that you'd rather not be contacted via? Or are you happy for
No, more? They're all fine, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No.
So in regards to the application, you're able to add a beneficiary on. So if anything was to happen to you, it would be passed over to them. Would you like to add one?
No, not just now.
No, that's okay. You can always do it at a later date. So in regards to the care settings, so would you be able to name any settings you were placed in?
Yeah, it was Gilbert Road Children's Home.
Yeah. And how? When were you there for, if you remember?
It was April, I think it was the 19th of April, 2003.
Yeah.
Till July 2004.
And was that the only one?
Yeah, that was the only permanent one.
Are there any others that had any other, where any instance may have happened?
No.
No worries. Sorry, just one more question. Have you received a relevant payment, so criminal injuries compensation or anything relating to anything that happened to you, or an advance payment scheme payment?
No.
No? And do you have any criminal convictions?
Yeah, from years ago.
So would you be able to elaborate slightly? Just it may impact your application, but only if it was for certain convictions.
Things. When I was younger, like in the children's home, it was breach of the peace, I think vandalism.
Yeah.
Being in a stolen car when I was 17.
Yeah.
And then assault. to severe injury in 2012.
And were you ever sentenced?
Yeah, I was for the assault.
And was it for longer than 5 years?
No.
No, that's okay. No worries. Thank you. Okay, so moving on from that now. So we'll have to go through the statements. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yes. So would you just be able to tell me just briefly just about your time in care?
Oh, it was quite wild because you obviously meet other kids that are in worse situations than yourself. They're running riot. The first night I went into that care home, there was a boy that had came into my room and he was quite forceful trying to kiss me and touch my bum, but I never actually told the staff and he moved out that night.
Yeah.
But that was quite a scary situation for just going in.
Oh, so on your first night, yeah.
Yeah.
So you say, so he just tried to, it's been inappropriate and he's quite forceful.
Came into my bedroom, wouldn't leave. And he's I think he's in jail now. He tried to kill his partner. He's a woman beater. He's did a lot of things.
So you said there was nothing really with the staff. So is there anything that happened that you like you reported or anything like that?
Reported and no. I didn't know if I was eligible. It was my friend that had suggested it.
Yeah. So were there any other incidents that happened to you while you were in care?
Yeah, I was out one night. It was like a festival thing in Aberdeen and I'd went to my mum's and staff at the children's home weren't happy, so they got me a taxi, you know, to go back.
Yeah.
And the taxi driver was quite inappropriate towards me, but once I got to the children's home, he'd made on to the staff that it was the other way around, and Helen was working there at the time. She just dismissed what I had to say about it, and I was just...
Yeah.
They just seen me as like a bad kid, a rebel, up to no good. But yeah, that was a grown man. I was only 15.
Yeah.
And it got dismissed, so there was nothing said about that neither. So that's not even in probably my records.
So you reported things to them about your safety and nothing was done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dismissed. Or if certain staff seen you a certain way, they would just expect that to be your behaviour rather than, you know, looking into it.
Yeah. So would you say that you were cared for in the way that you should have been? Or were you like...
It was more like a neglect than anything else. And then obviously that boy on the first night.
Yeah.
There was other boys in the home as well that would, you know, try and pester you.
Yeah. And the staff weren't really concerned about your safety or anything?
No. And then once we're out the unit, there's nothing we can really do.
What was that, sorry?
Once we go out the unit, like the staff's not there, there's nothing we can really do.
Yeah. Okay. So in regards to just a general overview when you were there, so did you say you felt quite like neglected or anything? Like, so it's not just always physical, so it can be any emotional or mental abuse that you suffered or anything like that?
Yeah, well, there was bullying, the older boys, you know, trying to get you to smoke stupid things. There was girls from another children's home that actually came in our one and I broke into it. They weren't happy because I was palling about with the boys that they were seeing. So they were bullying me for a wee while from the other children's home.
So just a lot of just like mental and emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. In any other aspects while you were there, obviously you said the staff didn't really do anything, but is there anything you can think of in a way that they didn't look after you with the way they should have? Or
well, sometimes when other kids was kicking off, they'd lock themselves in the staff room, so you've got people setting off fire extinguishers, the alarms, sticking forks in, you know, the locks doors so you kind of get the keys in, and then they're not there to be seen to try and stop that.
So they would just leave you just mixed in with all the chaos and...
Yeah, that kind of happened a good few times. But
yeah.
It's even you're in a... It is a difficult situation when you're in it because you kind of want to go and do what they're all up to.
Yeah. So I'll write up a short statement for you, and I'll pop it on the application. So following this, obviously, if then they accept and you're eligible for it, we will have to take a witness statement. So it'll just be more in-depth. There'll be more specific questions, anything else that you can remember, anything like that. So that'll be in a few weeks' time following gathering all the evidence and stuff. So following that, so I'll just cover the types of payments, the applications we can submit. So there's two applications that can be pursued. So there's the fixed payment of $10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to $100,000. So it's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and stuff, I'd recommend like pursuing the individually assessed one. So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person or anything like that. So obviously we'll provide the detailed witness statement on your behalf to tell your story. So would you be okay for me to do the individually assessed one, or is that okay?
Is that the second one?
Yeah.
Do you think that it would be worth doing that one? I mean, I know that there's kids that's went through a lot worse than I have. I mean, staff have abused them in Aberdeen.
You still had a bad time, so it obviously, regardless, like, obviously I understand how you feel and everything like that, but it shouldn't dismiss what the time you went through. Do you know what I mean?
There's another thing as well with my mum. Like, if I'd go visit her and she'd have a certain way of what happened, you know, at the visitor, that she'd tell the staff and they just took her word for it. They never even listened to me. That was another thing. Like, and my mum was quite bad for exaggerating things. So yeah. I knew she was lying, but then they thought I was lying. So that is, like, emotional.
Yeah.
It's, like, mental.
You were just constantly called a liar.
Yeah, well, that's what happens with kids in care. And do you know what? Most of the kids that are in care that turn out okay are most honest people I know.
Yeah. So, obviously, with that, so, like, when you'd go visit your mum and she'd make up all these lies and stuff, were you ever punished in any way from the staff, or was it just...
No, I think I just got like a talking to, and my mum had been on the phone. Nail willing to listen to my side.
Yeah.
Just going on what she'd said, really. But I was in care because of my mum.
Were you taken away from her?
Yeah. Well, I think it was more she couldn't cope, and I was skiving school, so I wasn't going to school in secondary much.
Yeah. Okay. So in regards to this now, so I'll finish up writing up the statement, and then I'll send you then an email. It'll contain contracts. So it'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority, and then another one then would request a proof of address and proof of identity. Since you're under no pressure obligation to proceed, so if you're happy to sign those contracts, and then once you sign the contracts, you can send it over to redress. Again, you have the 14-day cancellation, but again, there's no point in trying. Worst case is they might say you're not eligible, but there's no point in, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
May as well try.
Yeah, and if they do say I'm not eligible, there's no fee.
No.
So okay, it's worth trying, is it?
Yeah, of course. So I'll finish up the application for you, and then I'll send over the contracts. So it should be within the next hour. So would you like me to give you a call when I've sent them over to speak to you or anything, or just have a look at them in your own time?
Yeah, I'll have a look at them when I get them. I'm actually at work just now, so
yeah,
once I get home.
Yeah, no problem. So I'll send them over today, and then if you have any questions or anything, just give me we did have a WhatsApp, but it seems to be down at the moment. So if you send me an email or give me a call, and I can speak you through anything if you have any questions.
Okay.
So just to confirm, so your address is 38, is it Mansfield Road in Aberdeen?
Yeah, it's D, 38D.
38D. And then the address prior to care was 80 St.
Fitch Road.
And then we got Rosemary and David Mullen, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. I'll get this all sorted and I'll send it over to you in the next hour, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye. Bye-bye.